commissioner. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. And the Troy University community will say goodbye to a campus landmark tonight. The former basketball arena, Sartain Hall, is set to be demolished later this year to make room for more parking. The Alumni Association is hosting a farewell event tonight at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Let's talk about some premium trios like three-piece suits and 3D movies. But those who choose premium at the pump choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline for triple action engine protection against gunk, corrosion, and wear for optimal engine performance. And now through September 2nd, fuel reward members can save up to 10 cents a gallon after every fill-up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Rewards valid on future fill after minimum 5-gallon purchase. Members with silver status save up to 8 cents a gallon at participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons. See fuelrewards.com/nitro for details.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save big when they buy in bulk, like up to 15% off select in-stock gypsum boards and accessories, and 20% off select concrete mix when you buy in bulk. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. That's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Cannot wait to see what the specials that they have on for tomorrow. Let's go to the phones and go to Patient Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, guys. Put me in for a drawing of some kind.
You got it. Sweet Creek Farm Market for you, buddy.
Yes. Gosh, I've been watching all this firsthand before any of the comments by the idiot media, and I thought the press conference was excellent. I thought Putin's interview was excellent, and of course Donald Trump's performance was excellent. He's got nothing to walk back. He's exactly right, and I think he was very justified to bring up Stroke and Page at the conference, the news conference, because he's gotten screwed by the whole intelligence community since before he was president. So what? And intelligence community's got no credibility in our country, starting with the Iraq War and no weapons of mass destruction. So what leg does the intelligence community have to stand on, Dan?
What led to the intelligence community to do what?
Now, what leg do they have to stand on? They have no credentials.
Well, what you got to do is you have to prove them wrong. That's the key.
Well, gosh. I don't know. I feel great about Donald Trump, and I think what he's doing is well justified. He's not going to walk back anything. He shouldn't. And I feel these guys are extremely jealous because Donald Trump's making deals that these guys in Washington, been there 20 or 30 years, couldn't touch. And they never will, nor do they want to. So the jealousy factor has gone to insanity. But I'll have to quote what you're saying, Dan, and we'll have to start using our voice in 20 or 30 years. We'll see you in the fullness of time. Thank you, Roll Tide. Go Trump.
Thanks, Red Top. I'd like to know if there are any other people that feel that way, that that Trump did really well with the press conference. And Joey and I both went back and looked at the press conference, and I was watching it in real time, but let's just say, in my opinion, it could have been a lot better.
Yeah, that's my opinion as well. I understand the charm offensive and the general approach and Trump's annoyance with the Russian investigation, the Mueller probe, but I think he could have been much more artful in his charm offensive and could have made what he was trying to do clearer. He just got caught up. When the one line that made me go, that's stupid, is why would the Russians meddle in our election? I was like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, really? That one's like Captain Obvious here.
They do that all the time. Both America and Russia were stuck in this old Cold War mentality. Even though it's not the height of what the Cold War was, we still have this weird codependent relationship as nations.
Well, let's listen to Peter Alexander, NBC reporter, talk about the issue.
This was really unlike anything that we have ever seen before. President Trump's stunning embrace of an enemy on foreign soil still reverberating this morning. Many allies in agreement that by aligning himself with Vladimir Putin over his own intelligence agencies, President Trump appeared more cowardly than courageous.
Overnight, President Trump returning back home, hailing his summit in Helsinki with Russian President Vladimir Putin as a success.
I thought it was a really amazing time.
On Fox News, focusing on his own fate, using Putin as a character witness.
You were very strong at the end of that press conference.
So he said there was no collusion whatsoever. I guess he said, as strong as you can say it, they have no information on Trump.
And again, blaming his own Justice Department and the FBI for the Mueller investigation that only hours earlier he trashed as a disaster for our country, ruining relations with Russia.
It has driven a wedge, and President Putin said that they drove a phony wedge, just a phony witch hunt, rigged deal.
And that was pretty strong. I mean, what he did is he kind of brought that out there. And I understand his frustration. He is having a difficult time because this probe is just constantly out there, and it is messing up. Now, I question Mueller in the releasing on Friday on something that Nunes and company knew about a year ago. That was some surprising information. The other thing is that he deliberately mentioned DNC, but did not mention RNC, and there was an RNC component to this. It was multiple campaigns that they were trying to get involved in this. So it... Those kind of things worry me and makes me think, and then the Rosenstein aspect of this thing and the fact that he did the press conference and he didn't mention the RNC part of it. And Rosenstein, I'm a little worried about, that the way he's not delivering documents and things. It's like, okay, so there's an investigation going on. We got that, if that's true, but you know, what's the time of day that thing's going to finish? Because somebody needs to know. You need to kind of come up so that it's not just going on and on and on and on. This is in the second part of Peter Alexander on Trump gaffe.
Putin also appearing on Fox News, repeating his denials about any Russian interference in the U.S. election.
Do you really believe that someone acting from the Russian territory could have influenced the United States and influenced the choice of millions of Americans?
Mr. Trump's attempt to do damage control after refusing to condemn the Russian leader.
I hold both countries responsible. I think that the United States has been foolish. I think we've all been foolish.
Failing to erase a chorus of criticism from both Democrats and Republicans.
Let's not mince words. Today was a terrible day for the American brand, for the American people, and for all of our allies.
I never thought I'd see an American president throw the intelligence community under the bus like that.
His behavior is so inexplicable and so against the interests of the United States.
John McCain blasting it as one of the most disgraceful performances by any American president in memory. And President Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, branding Mr. Trump's performance treasonous. The president even stunning his own aides, siding with an American adversary over his own intelligence experts.
When they said they think it's Russia, I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
That's the line. That and not believing the intelligence community. They're a half a dozen ways to handle that. That wasn't the right one. But we're not through with Peter Alexander. No. He's going to keep going. He had a 3-minute and 45-second piece on this. That's a long one.
That drawing a quick rebuke from Dan Coats, the director of national intelligence, delivered without White House approval. We've been clear in our assessments of Russian meddling in the 2016 election, and we will continue to provide unvarnished and objective intelligence in support of our national security. Many Republicans warning the president's comments will embolden Putin to interfere again in future elections.
I do feel that we have both made some mistakes. I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated.
Putin's key revelation, admitting he wanted Trump to win, believing he'd bring the U.S.-Russian relationship back to normal.
And privately here, multiple aides tell me the president ignored his advisors urging him to take a tougher stand with Putin. For all the backlash, especially among Republicans, the real question this morning, will there be any action? So far, I think what's notable, many of those Republican lawmakers are drawing a distinction, criticizing the president's position, but not criticizing him personally.
So... And this was all this morning, every bit of it this morning, every bit of it last night, just total wall-to-wall coverage. And the best part of that piece was what John McCain said, because that made me kind of go, okay, if John McCain's pissed off, yay, go Trump type thing. Because John McCain is such a one-trick pony here. It just absolutely drives me nuts here.
Well, thank God John McCain didn't become, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but thank God he didn't become president. Oh, wait, we probably would have been in a war with Russia, say in Georgia.
Well, and John McCain, I thought Rand Paul and some others have been excellent on John McCain of talking about how wrong he's gotten it and how many times he's gotten it wrong.
Yes.
because he really has. And when he talks about worst performance, talk about a guy with worst performance. Look at his run for president in 2008. That was a bad performance. And he got it only because he's an old guy that's a hero in a lot of people's minds, and he just outlasted some people. But it's not, this isn't good the way they are pulling this together. Okay, so Nancy Cordes is going to be talking about the impact on the Hill here. Good old Nancy Cordes.
Members of Congress from both parties are sharply denouncing the president's unwillingness to defend U.S. intelligence agencies. Republican Senator John McCain called it one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory. Former Vice President Joe Biden, a potential Democratic candidate in 2020, said the news conference was beneath the dignity of the office of the president. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan wrote, "The United States must be focused on holding Russia accountable and putting an end to its vile attacks on democracy." Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill talking to other lawmakers.
Brutal criticism, and that's because most Republicans were already at odds with the president when it comes to Russia. But now there is a real sense of defeat, a sense that they will never be able to get through to him on this issue. Though that didn't stop some of them from trying.
Putin is no friend to America.
GOP leaders tried to be gentle. Other Republicans were more blunt.
The president's comments made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
What the president said today is not accurate.
Arizona's Jeff Flake called it shameful.
I never thought I'd see an American president throw the intelligence community under the bus like that.
It's unbelievably disappointing.
So that's the activity that's going on at the Hill. And these guys are just kind of, it's like a little beehive. Here's what happens with Republicans. If a Republican or a leadership in a Republican does something that the press perceives it wrong, then they're going to hold the Republicans accountable for that. And they're scared. They're absolutely scared to death. They were doing pretty well about a month ago. They were kind of going, well, look, that's Trump. Trump's doing good and other stuff, so I'm going to ignore that. But then they run. They absolutely run away like little girls. And Flake and Ben Sasse, Flake is so unpopular in his own home state, he couldn't run for re-election. That is amazing. Can we fit in? No, let's go to the break. Let's go to the break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages, it's all we do, so we do it better. If you are a veteran and currently have a VA mortgage, then it's time to refinance. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we value your service, and in turn, we pride ourselves in serving you. If you are a veteran and you are interested in lowering your rate, reducing your payment, or paying your home mortgage off sooner, what are you waiting for? Today is the day to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. No need to gather those documents. All we need is you with your driver's license and Social Security card in hand. Yes, it's just that simple. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn. Every child is a precious gift from God. I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's get to the second part of Nancy Cordes talking about all the activity up on the Hill and these people making a, you know, word of themselves.
Texas Republican Will Hurd is a former CIA agent.
I've seen Russian intelligence manipulate a lot of people, and I never would have thought that the U.S. president would be one of those ones. I'm getting duped by an old KGB hand.
Democrats were even more scathing.
It's got to be a new low even for this president. Absolutely disgraceful.
But I was horrified by what I saw.
They say Congress should rebuke or censure the commander-in-chief.
The former CIA director, John Brennan, called the president's comments treason. Do you agree with that?
I certainly agree that it was a betrayal of America's interests, an inexplicable betrayal.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer offered one controversial explanation, Russian blackmail.
Americans are scratching their head and saying, if that's not the explanation, that Putin has something on it. What is it? What the heck could it be?
Republican leaders have been discussing the possibility of passing a resolution that would express support for the U.S. intelligence community and its findings. But there is widespread skepticism about what that would actually achieve. After all, Congress passed two similar resolutions just in the past week, one on trade, one supporting NATO. And both times, John, the president didn't appear to change his mind.
That, to me, that's so irresponsible for Chuck Schumer to say, well, if it's not that he's got, Putin's got something on him, what is it then? That is just nuts for somebody to say that. This is the height of irresponsibility. Let's go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, thank you, Rick. Thank you. you know, Dan. I want to, I know, right? I want to, first off, I want to agree with something Joey said earlier. We have this relationship with Russia, you know, with this Cold War thing, and it's like they're just automatically our enemy. Red Top, when he called in earlier, I agree with Red Top in that I don't really see where Trump would need to back off or back down off of anything. And I kind of look at it and I think we are the height, our country, we are the height of hypocrisy. Are we not meddling in everybody else's elections?
There you go. I mean, just think about what Obama did in Israel when Netanyahu was being running for re-election.
You know,
and now, he wasn't using U.S. assets, but he was helping to raise money to try to overthrow or to get Netanyahu out of there.
Absolutely. And so, to me, I just look at this as it's a diversion. It's nothing more than let's subvert Trump and anything that Trump's trying to do. There was a gentleman who was on Fox last night, and he's some scholar on Russian affairs, and he was just all over how well Trump did and what Trump did. But, you know, we're so busy trying to vilify Trump that we can't give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and it's like I said yesterday, anything that Trump does is not going to be right. It's the question of what is the degree that it's not right.
Right. And to look at this, you know, on the one hand, we sit here and we're having hearings for 10 hours with Strzok, and I mean, that's just one of them, on our intelligence agency. And so then we can't support Trump when he says, you know, I like our intelligence agency, but... Well, yeah, there is a big but in the room.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and he has used that before, but that was when it was Obama's people and George W. Bush's people and things like that. Now, these are his people.
Right.
But I hear where you're coming from. And I think that if you are a always Trumper person, you kind of go, look, I don't care. I really don't care. I like the economy. My company thinks that you could literally hit a 5% GDP. A 5% GDP. 4% would be amazing. 5% would be off the charts. You haven't seen that but a couple of times in recent history in the United States. Well, actually, probably all history.
Yeah, and, you know, Trump may be rude, crude, and socially unacceptable in a lot of what he does, but that's who Trump is, and that's why we elected him.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to get away from this mainstream political, just say what you want to say so that it's politically correct. He is not politically correct, and that's what I love about Trump. That's my 2 cents.
I appreciate your 2 cents worth.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
James, hang on for me, buddy. I'm going to go to a break. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Love to run around. Love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around. And you know she'd rather be with me.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates on auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats in their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook. Because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that. $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cent per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cent per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 Utah Street, Prattville, Alabama.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. We're told President Trump will be making remarks soon about his meeting with Vladimir Putin and refusal to condemn Russian election meddling. Several Republicans in Congress have said the president should have done more.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Republican leaders must do more than just voice their criticism.
Our Republican colleagues cannot just go tisk, tisk, tisk.
Schumer wants a briefing with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about the one-on-one meeting with Presidents Trump and Putin, along with stronger sanctions legislation.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. Former President Barack Obama, in a speech in South Africa, says we're seeing a rejection of truth in politics, and without facts, there's no basis to work together.
If I say this is a podium and you say this is an elephant, it's going to be hard for us to cooperate.
It was an event celebrating what would have been Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a forecast you've heard before. Partial sunshine today. Another hot one. High temperature in the lower 90s. Heat index will be near 100 with scattered showers and thunderstorms most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Fading out tonight, low 75. For tomorrow, with a high temperature in the low 90s again, a generous supply of showers and storms as a front moves through the state. But then by Thursday and Friday, not as many storms. The storms thin out. Spotty afternoon and evening storms. High temperatures by then in the middle 90s. Our weather app is a great companion on the road because it knows where you are. Take it on vacation. It will give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday.
Plastic. You know some people are made of wood. Some people have hearts of stone. Some people are to do good.
Let's go to the phones and go to James. James, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. I had two questions for you. I was wondering, is Dan Coates... was he a Obama or a Trump guy?
He was a Republican U.S. senator.
Okay. Do you think that Trump may be letting the bugs all hit the wall, see how many of them hit before he declassifies this material that will shed light on everything?
I don't know. Here are a couple of things to think about. That's been a discussion within our group. Is if he declassifies it and it's basically hurts Mueller, would they then say, or hurts the Mueller investigation, would they say Trump did that on purpose?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that I hadn't thought of that. I see your point there.
Yeah, again, you have a jammed up area right where Rosenstein is sitting, and then you have a Mueller investigation, which to me, particularly releasing the document on the Friday before the Monday Putin meeting, saying that if you look at it, you knew that was going to be a piece of discussion, and it's almost like they were saying, look, here's the evidence, so you must confront Putin. And I think there are a group of people who have always wanted there to be conflict between Putin and Trump. They want that.
Yes.
And I'm not sure why. I'm kind of suspicious of some things, but it's almost like that was planned.
Yes.
What do you think?
I agree with you. I think it was set up... where they had a cause each way, if it was went in too strong or if it went in too weak. They were kind of like the people that demonstrate. They have the blank spots and they just fill in the name and mm-hmm. protest, because I don't think they're going to let him win on any avenue. And I think they were decided to go that way. The thing that disappoints me is seeing people like Romney and all the other so-called Republicans coming out against him, and no one's standing with him. You know, everybody stood with Obama while he was for 8 years, but nobody seems to have the backbone to stand with Trump. That's very disappointing.
It's because the Republicans, the press go after the Republicans. The press never, ever went after Democrats for what Obama did and asking them, what do you think about that?
Yes. Thank you very much, Dan.
James, you have a great day, buddy.
You too, sir.
I sent you an email. I'm Brennan. And the Brennan thing is going to kind of get you guys going, by the way. If you don't throw something when you hear Brennan, then I'm going to be kind of surprised. Let's listen to Michael Morrell, who is a former acting CIA director and deputy director. He was out on vacation in Colorado.
You tweeted an article yesterday from a former CIA colleague of yours who wrote that the U.S. intelligence community can no longer trust the president's judgment. Do you agree? And if that's the case, should his intelligence chiefs resign?
Bianna, there's been a very rocky relationship between President Trump and his intelligence community. You'll remember in the early days, the relationship was bad. The morale was bad. The president called his intelligence community Nazis. People were considering resigning. But over time, that relationship got better, in large part because the intelligence community got access to the Oval Office on almost a daily basis. But yesterday was a blow to that morale. It was a blow to that relationship. I do think that senior officials in the intelligence community need to ask themselves whether they can continue to serve this president and represent the men and women of the intelligence community in a way that is positive. Deeply concerned about that.
Notice how everything is, that whatever it is an extreme part that people in the intelligence community should consider resigning. When the way I look at it, the people that have really screwed up the intelligence community are the intelligence community leaders, and Peter Strzok is kind of like example number one. And I think that's when you're going to hear the Brennan interview, his stuff, in a little bit, but it's going to make you mad because of the way he approaches it. Same thing with Michael Morrell. With these institutionalized people, I believe they kind of have a sense of what's really going on, and they know what's happening, and it's not good. And if this thing is exposed, then all of that happened during the Obama administration in particular, and that's going to be Clapper, that's going to be Brennan, that's going to be, you know, national security advisors, it's going to be a whole bunch of people, Susan Rice. And they're all going to come out of this thing very, very badly and looking very badly, because what they did is they colluded to try to mess up something in government. So let's listen to Michael Morrell talking about the Trump presser again.
Would you advise them to step down if they reached out to you for advice?
Listen to this.
I would advise them to consider stepping down, yes.
So, Mike, imagine this. They have intelligence. They would normally share it with the president. What's your view about whether they should continue to share intelligence that runs particularly along these lines about relations with Russia?
John, their job is to inform the president, to keep the president informed of what they know and what they think. They will not stop doing that. I have very high regard for the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats. He has been very vocal about the threat that Russia poses to the United States. He's been very vocal about Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He's been very vocal about what the Russians are doing in Europe. He's been very vocal about the fact that the Russians continue to meddle in our democracy to this very day. So I would encourage the intelligence community to continue to tell the president what they think and continue to speak publicly about what they think and what they know.
Did you hear what he implied in that question? Is that, do you think that they should still be sharing information about Russia with the president? Now, Michael Morrell kind of gave it a halfway answer of yes, right. But it was this kind of tainted yes that was in there. Now, let's remember also, you have sitting in the presser and sitting in these meetings, Mike Pompeo, the former head of the CIA, John Bolton, who is all plugged in at the NSA, and is no Russian fan, by the way. You've got John Huntsman, former China ambassador, now Russia ambassador. And if he said that, and him saying that, I didn't see them cringe to that. And I was sitting there watching. Matter of fact, I ran the tape back and looked at it. I didn't see them cringe with that. Everybody seemed to be having a pretty good time. So it's like you have a former CIA director, now Secretary of State, who knows everything about the Russian thing, has been basically helping to put this whole thing together by meeting with Vlad, Facebook friend for Mark Conversino. And nobody's put a mic in front of them. And I'm wondering why. I'm wondering if he's avoiding that because he would feel that he needs to say something. He basically just said in this meeting that he had with the members of Congress that I have full faith in support of my intelligence departments that are there. And I believe them. Also, he added that to it.
Right. Well, and I mean, knowing Trump, I mean, and maybe this would have been inartful, but I wish he had said something to the effect of, I believe my intelligence community that you meddled, Vladimir, and we're going to continue to meddle with you, and you're probably going to continue to meddle with us. Isn't this how it's worked for over the last 50, 60 years?
Well, I don't think he's going to admit that he's been meddling.
Well, I mean, but it's the truth.
Oh, yeah, Ukraine. Ukraine's a prime example.
I mean, we're going to continue to spy on one another. Let's just not get too out of hand.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing is how they're trying to subvert our democracy. What do you think we're trying to do? I mean, we're basically doing the same thing.
Well, the people that are subverting the democracy are the American people.
Yeah, exactly. Just like what Mark Conversano said yesterday. Exactly what Mark Conversano said yesterday. Let me pull up to, here's another. This is one of these senators up in the category of flake. This is Ben Sasse, and he's going to be talking about the Trump-Putin meeting. Listen to his verbiage.
You said that the president's comments were bizarre and flat-out wrong. What would you prefer to have heard from the president?
We should tell the American people and tell the world that we know that Vladimir Putin is a thug. He's a former KGB agent who is a murderer. He's been involved in shooting down an airliner that killed almost 300 civilians. He's invaded Georgia and Ukraine. He's committed cyber attacks on Estonia. He's now trying to destabilize Germany and France. He committed an attack against the United States and the American people in 2016. And we say in no unequivocal terms that we will expose that kind of attack against America, and we expect to respond to it with cyber. And right now, the president isn't leading. We negotiated from a position of weakness yesterday, and Vladimir Putin walked away from Helsinki with a win. It's a disaster.
Also, does the audience remember when we shot down the Iranian airliner that has civilians in it? And you remember the bodies floating out of the thing, and we had a missile launch that they had detected it as a Soviet aircraft,
right.
And they shot it down and killed like 300 civilians. Now, I don't know if what they did in UK in the Ukraine and using that high-altitude launch, if that was a mistake, if they thought it was something else, but you got to remember... We basically did the same thing, and that got pushed under the rug big time. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Holly's Home Furnishings and Zaza Series Italian, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings, Zaza Series Italian, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Find out how you can help. Visit Newstalk931.com.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you about Rebecca Motors and Nation Bypass and Preble Location being a sponsor of the Dan Morris Show for this hour. You know, they are great stewards within the community and with the river region. And that is a name that is really respected and admired because they've been so good at what they do for so, so many years. Rebecca Motors has been a part of this community. They have been a vital part of the the car community, the car company community, for a long, long time. And they're still around. A lot of the folks that were there, they're not. They have been consistent, and there's a reason for that. It's the quality. It's the value that they bring. It's what they do for you, the customer. Go by and see them at Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass, and Preble Location. Tell Dick or Don that you're a Dan Morris Show listener and how much you appreciate them being a sponsor of this show. Let's continue with Mr. Sass. That will get you going here. So he's going to be talking about choosing between Putin and the intel community.
Senator, the White House, Wei Zhejiang, just reported is trying to clean this up, maybe get the president to say something to improve on his remarks yesterday. What do you think the effectiveness of that will be? And do you draw any larger conclusions about the president's habits of mind, either with respect to Russia or the globe, from his performance at the press conference yesterday?
Too often, what we seem to see is a Trump first policy rather than an America first policy. An America first policy that was fully thought out would be explaining to the American people that the last 75 years have seen the greatest period of peace and prosperity and economic growth around the world in history. NATO isn't just one alliance. NATO is the most important military alliance in generations. Arguably, NATO is the most important military alliance in two millennia. So if the president wanted to come out and explain that, that would be wonderful news. But right now, what happened in Helsinki just leaves everybody scratching their heads.
And
when you have the choice, John, to side with Vladimir Putin or to side with the patriots of the American intelligence community, and regardless of what they might in private be as Republicans or Democrats, there is no debate inside the U.S. intelligence community that Russia tried to disrupt and hack the American election in 2016. But in a way, more fundamentally, what they're doing today and planning to do in the future is continue to sow the seeds of distrust and undermine American public confidence. When you see that and you have a choice between siding with Vladimir Putin or siding with patriots in the U.S. intelligence community, there's no choice here. The answer is obvious, and yet we didn't see that yesterday.
You know, I really don't like people that are this kind of political opportunists, that they're going to kind of use the right words to kind of get their point across, that they're Americana, they love all these folks, and that... But the thing about NATO, I think the NATO meeting ended up great. He got more money. NATO is stronger because they've got more assets that they're going to be using for NATO. That's Putin certainly would not like that, and Trump said that. And I think the NATO thing was killer. I think trying to get the relationship back with Putin is a smart way of going. I mean, why have somebody that, between the two of us, we have 90% of all nuclear weapons, why not try to make sure that we're doing this right and we're not going to mess things up? But these opportunists just really drove me crazy. Trump said he misspoke on Russia meddling during this press conference that we're watching that just happened a couple of minutes ago. So he is kind of walking it back, and hopefully what they'll do is they'll calm down now after this. I would love to get the cut of this. Maybe, is there a way we can go back and tape this?
I'd be able to find this in just a minute. When we come into the 2 o'clock hour, I should be able to have it.
Okay, that'd be great. Let's continue on with SAS, and this guy is right up there with Fleck to me. I'm not sure what his popularity is like at home, but you remember, Fleck was so bad that he couldn't even run for re-election.
Well, Senator Sass, you put out a list before the meeting saying he's a thug and a murderer and all the things that you just outlined. But while President Trump was standing next to him, he said getting along with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing. Does he have a point on that?
It's certainly better to get along with your enemies and your competitors on the global stage than to get into a hot war with them, as long as you have some sort of clarity about what you're trying to get along about. So here's what America wants to get along about. We believe that 7.5 billion people across the globe are created with dignity, that they have the rights to free speech and assembly and press and religion and protest, not because a government gives them those rights, but because they're created with dignity. Governments just try to secure rights that people have by nature. And so if we wanted to articulate what we believe on the global stage, it turns out that scares the crap out of Vladimir Putin.
So what are you going to do about it, Senator? What are you going to do about it now? Okay, we've had the meeting. Everyone's talking on both sides. What are you going to do?
So, first of all, we need to have a shared understanding across 320 million Americans about who we are and who Putin is. So the actual talking about it that you're doing right now is really important. We shouldn't just let yesterday be swept under the rug. We have to explain American values, and we have to understand why they're in conflict with Putin's. What we should also do is we should be ramping up sanctions on Putin and his thugs, because he's surrounded by a whole bunch of thugs that hold the Russian people down. America actually wants to make lots of common cause with the Russian people. There are many champions of liberty in Russia. It's just that Vladimir Putin is against his people. We're much more aligned with the people of Russia than Putin is. So more sanctions would be good. Number two, we need to reaffirm NATO, and we need more military spending in NATO. One of the things the president said that was right is Germany's flirtation with cheap energy sources from Russia is unhelpful to the NATO alliance. And so we should call that out as well.
So we agree to disagree? What's the deal there? A reminder, guys, Mosquito Shield, you need them at your house. You know, they've got those trucks that go around and spray for mosquitoes. Well, they don't spray in your backyard, and that's where I am. And particularly if you have a swimming pool and a large deck area, you will need Mosquito Shield. And LeVon Russell is his name, and taking care of mosquitoes and getting them out of your yard is his game. Get ready to copy the telephone number, because he's got a $29.95 special Damar Show listeners. No obligation, first time visit, but you're going to want to have it, because once you see that they're going away, then you're going to want to keep them going. Get ready to copy 334-513-2940, 513-2940. Mosquito Shield, LeVon's his name. Getting rid of those pesky mosquitoes is his game. We'll be back.
Dan Morris Show.